Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Today is February the 10th, and on this day in 1966, the Beach Boys visited San Diego Zoo, where they shoot the cover for their famous Pet Sounds album. In an item headlined as Animal Crackers, the San Diego Union reported that the group were banned from the zoo for unruly behaviour. Tut tut. Sounds like they could have done with some police on hand. And on that note, on this day in 1976, Elvis Presley was made an honorary captain in the Memphis Police. And speaking of the King, on this day in 1958, his hit Don't topped the charts in the US for the first of 5 weeks. And speaking of number ones, on this day in 1979, Rod Stewart's album Blondes Have More Fun went to number one in the US. And heading for the US on this day in 1972 were Mark Bolan and his band T-Rex. They set out on this day for their first American tour as headliners, riding the success of their big single, Bang A Gong, Get It On. But for our main story, we're looking at an album released on this day in 1978. Yes, on this day, 45 years ago, wow, that long, Van Halen released their iconic self-titled debut album. Now, the album only peaked at number 19 on the US Billboard chart, but has since sold more than 10 million copies there alone. It also went top 20 in Australia and Canada, peaked at 22 in New Zealand, and 34 in the UK. Now, response to the album at the time was mixed from critics. Famously, Charles M. Young of Rolling Stone said, "In 3 years, Van Halen is going to be fat and self-indulgent and disgusting, following Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin right into the toilet." Thanks for your wisdom there, Charles. Now, the album would, of course, launch the band to global stardom and contains some of their best-known songs, including Running With The Devil, Ain't Talking About Love, and the instrumental Eruption. Now, on today's show, I'm going to play you a clip of an interview I did with Kevin Dodds, author of the book Edward Van Halen, A Definitive Biography. Now, here we talk about the two-handed tapping technique that Eddie displayed famously on Eruption, whilst Kevin displays his own guitar ability at the same time.
He stated very clearly that his first idea was from watching Jimmy Page, a Led Zeppelin concert, where he was just doing his fingers like this, and he wasn't even using this hand. And Eddie goes, "Oh, well, I could put that hand there and do like that." And so that was like reverse tapping, right? Was the first idea. And then there just happened to be a friend of his that was familiar with the technique. And he showed Eddie in his Pasadena bedroom, you know, "Hey, check this out." You know, even Ace Frehley from Kiss was doing finger tapping. You can just go right to YouTube and find that. It wasn't brand new, but the thing was that Eddie said, and he was right, was that most people were just doing it for a flourish or just something, but he wrote full passages, you know, like, I mean, and what he's referring to is, you know, a lot of the, you know, when Ace Frehley and his, in the Kiss concert, he would just do something like, he would go like, you know, something real kind of minor, you know, just for like a flourish or something, he would go like, but, you know, Eddie did, you know, you know, he wouldn't have been able to do that without his classical music. background, you know? So is he, are in classical music on piano, you do a lot of triplets, things like that. So it's just a totally natural progression for him to translate that right hand piano ability right into both hands on the, like playing this like a piano. And he even did that, you know, he did these like overhanded techniques and stuff. But that ability for him to write like an instantly recognizable melodic passage doing it, I mean, that just totally set him apart, you know?
And that's it for today's episode. I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So till then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.